This is RSBNB Update, episode 512, recorded Thursday, April 9th, 2015. 9-bit skill capes. Hi, everyone, and thank you for joining us for RSBNB Update. It's me and my friend, Earth, here.
Hello.
So, little quiet week in RS this week, I think, eh?
Indeed.
Quietness often always means something larger is coming, but we won't talk about that this week. Okay. Anyways, this week was a ninja week and a patch note week. So, the skill capes and Diango improvements. So, let's start with the skill capes, shall we?
Thank God.
Yes, you reverted to the old model of skill cape?
Immediately.
Immediately. And you only have the one cape, right?
Correct. A beautiful untrimmed farming cape.
That is something I so desperately want. But that's not going to happen for quite some time. But anyways,
indeed.
The reason I ask whether it be one cape or multiple capes, because in order to access the override for the old style cape, all a person needs to go do is talk to the vendor for that skill cape. And when you talk to that person, he'll offer you to change the one cape, or you can change all your capes to either the old or new version, depending what you're on currently. So I thought that was a nice little feature.
Yeah, I liked that.
Better than having it, you know, in some obscure section of the interface to toggle it or on the cape. That way then it, you know, adds a lore
yet
type.
Another option.
Yeah, kind of unfortunate. But, you know, it's kind of like a military uniform being phased out in that, you know, you don't always phase out the uniforms all at once. It's not one day you're wearing one, the next day everyone was wearing something else. So in that same way, I think it's justifiable that we can have two models of skill cape in game.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a piece of clothing.
Yeah.
Doesn't really matter.
And as we mentioned on the update episode where the original rework did come out, it does warrant more than, you know, we were given. And in relation to that, Jagex did also deliver with that this week, in that they updated the model of the new capes to be a little bit less plain. I know you're not using the new model, but I have a link in the notes to an image on RuneWire. Tell me what you think of the updated model this week.
Let's see.
I posted three of them, my farming, herblore, and summoning.
Now that looks all right.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as, you know, flat as it was before, right?
Yeah, I mean, they certainly do look good. I just prefer the old look.
Yeah. And, I mean, one of the things I think they definitely did here is that the tassels look like they used to look on the back, at least, which I think is good.
What are tassels? What are you talking about when you say that?
If you look at the farming and herbler capes, it's the yellow stripe on the back that hang down on each side.
Okay.
And then also the tassels on the front. That tassels on the front, I still don't like the way these capes look from the front. It just looks too plain in my view, but that's just me. There's also some color differences with what they were last week. I know I mentioned that, you know, based on lighting and whatnot, but the agility cape kind of looks purple now. It used to be very blue. Now it's purple. I don't know
What do you mean it used to be, like, when they updated it previously?
Well, the old model used to be blue, and, I mean, to me, this new one looks purple.
Oh.
But that's okay. Color is such a subjective thing based on your eyes and the computer screen, whether you've got glasses on of some magnitude. I mean, I am not the person to judge color on a computer screen, because if I look at my screen at differing angles because of my glasses, I will see different colors. So it's entirely up to the wearer to make that distinction, but that's just something I noticed. Also this week you can attach the hoods to the old cape. Did you do that?
Ooh, I did not know that. So what does that do? I will do that momentarily.
Yeah, it just makes it one item, and then it shows the hood on the back, similar to the way.
Oh, so it's like hanging down?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. I will definitely need to try that.
Then if you want to put the hood on your head, you have to detach it. There's still right-click toggle for that. But interesting nonetheless. And I think having the hoods on the back kind of does add a bit to the look. So I'm a fan of that. But aside from that, I don't really think there's much else to say from these, except that I'm going to be sticking with the new model and you're going to be sticking with the old model.
Yay!
No Quest Point cape rework yet.
No, did they even mention that?
No, they didn't. And there was some rumbling behind the scenes last time when we were talking about these that the Quest Point cape wasn't done because it's not a skill cape, it's a cape of accomplishment.
Boo.
But I mean, we got the ultimate quester title, right? So that helps.
Yeah, and I still had a good cape while you had to deal with that shitty one. So
yeah,
it's all right.
I don't know. Let us know what you guys think. What models you guys are using? If you use skill capes at all. But yeah, I still like the shade of green. It's very nice. I think so, at least.
You know what shade of green is really nice?
What's that?
The shade of green on my beautiful untrimmed farming cape.
That's the only shade of green that can top the one I got now. And it really, really makes me want to, you know, get going on the Iron Man account to get 99 farming on that.
The hell?
What?
Oh, I have. Okay, hold on, I need to...
Oh, you're testing your cape currently?
Yes. Okay, there we go. I am playing my cape.
Yay!
Ooh. I like that.
Good.
I like that. That looks good.
So something positive out of this came for you, eh?
Indeed.
Good.
Now, let's see if I can do this. Oh, guess what?
Why?
I can't add the hood to the quest point cape.
Nope. And you know, that's the first thing I tried this week, unfortunately, and I had the same result.
Well, that'd be weird if we had different results.
Yeah, it would. It would mean we're playing different games. But I have a couple of extra thoughts on these, just about three sentences worth that I'll say. I mean, it's clear that with where we're at now compared to where we were at a few weeks ago, the design has benefited from player feedback, which is ultimately a good thing. And that shows that player feedback works when done correctly, as you can see when you listen to the people who aren't screaming at the top of their lungs. I still maintain, though, that a multi-option in-game poll should have been used to determine the way the design of these capes looked. And we probably would have had a better result that more people agreed with, and we wouldn't have had to have this toggle. And, you know, just to end this off, I think that, you know, now that the old capes are staying in game for the foreseeable future, I think we should all get behind a ninja project in order to update the models of the old cape so they're not clipping and, you know, they just get that cleanup that was initially offered to them. Because, I mean, I think that if they cleaned up the old skill cape models to be... working with the new overrides and pretty much every piece of armor that's out there in the game currently, Jagex might find themselves selling more stuff on Solomon's general store, because that's where the majority of the clipping issues with the skill capes comes from, is cosmetic overrides. So,
indeed.
I would like to see them update the old capes, if anything, just on the model level, just, you know, to make them degrade gracefully into the future. So if there's ever a chance to submit ninja updates, I highly encourage everybody to submit something like that. It'll make the game much better for all of us.
Woo!
All right. Anything else on the capes before we move on to the very thin patch notes?
Not really.
All right.
I'm just glad that it's back.
Good.
I've been wearing my farming cape the last few days in honor of this. So, yay!
Farming represent.
Oh, God. Stop. Please.
Anyways, in the patch notes, familiars can no longer practice agilities on the Hef and Serenity posts. Clan avatars still can because they need the exercise, in the words of the ninja team. Okay.
Bunch of assholes. They already made them tiny. Now they want them to be even smaller. They're going to give them like a mental disorder or something.
Which,
the avatars.
Oh, really? They made them smaller?
Because they still need the exercise. Yeah, they used to be giant.
I remember.
Then they made them smaller because they're getting in the way of everything.
Oh, maybe that's where they went. I was wondering where they went. I haven't seen them in a long time.
Yeah, they're really tiny.
Like how big? Like the size of a cat?
You know the stranger plant familiar?
Yes.
It's about that size.
Oh, okay. That's good.
About the size of an old abyssal demon.
Good. Good. Yeah, the strange plants used to be great things. Too bad those went away. Bit of a side note there. Also, players who tag creatures that don't have the required Slayer level to kill them will no longer receive loot when those creatures are killed by other players.
Oh dear.
Yeah, so level 1 Slayer, go up to the Slayer Tower, tag Abyssal Demon, someone else kills them, get a free Abyssal Whip.
Yay!
I mean, not that Abyssal Whips are worth anything these days, right?
I guess.
They're like 80-odd K, which is disappointing, and hopefully the Elite Spawns will fix that, since, well, the Wildy Worms did not, unfortunately. Now, this one is a good update that has been a long time coming, and I have been waiting for this one myself. A sub-interface has been added to the prayer interface to display current active combat buffs. So this means that if you're using Turmoil, you'll see how much you're being boosted by that prayer or curse. Which I think is very useful, so you can get a true idea of what your capacity is.
How useful it is.
Yeah. Now, there's two bonuses for Turmoil, Torment, and Anguish in addition to the standard 10% damage buff. There's a Strength bonus and a Defense bonus. At level 99, they're plus 299 each, so I'm not exactly sure how that works. So I'm going to ask everybody out there who is listening to help me with some math here and send your vital statistics in for some research. Basically, what I want to know is, if you have access to these prayers at level 95, how do they relate to the buffs that they give? So all I need is the amount that you're being buffed and the various respective combat stats. So if it's Turmoil, I'll need your attack and defense. If it's Anguish, I'll need your ranged and defense. And if it's Torment, I'll need your magic and defense as well. So that's basically what I'm trying to figure out currently, is how these all relate.
Well, if all goes as planned, by the end of the show, I should have 95 prayer, because that's what I'm working on right now. So.
Oh, good. And you don't have any 99 combat stats like attack, strength, defense?
I do not.
Or
highest
magic
is 96 magic.
Oh, good. So maybe we can use you to extrapolate some data. Please do, said that.
Oh, boy.
Yes. I love working with numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day when Jagex didn't give out the combat formula, Mike and I wrote a little C program that solved a system of equations with 5 variables in it, and it ran for hours on end, and we used that to come up with our first combat formula based on the data that people submitted.
How accurate was it?
We got it accurate to within 2 decimal places.
So it was always right?
It was right most of the time until we figured out that it was only covering half of the prayer. We were counting prayer as full, whereas Jagex was only covering it half.
I see.
So if you had an odd prayer level, there was a chance you would be wrong. But if your prayer level was even, your combat would always be right.
Oh.
Because the way prayer and, you know, summoning work is they divide your prayer level and chop the decimal off. So we were only getting that one side of the thing. We weren't necessarily chopping the decimal off on that. So we didn't know that that truncation was happening there. So as a result, there would be those odd cases where it would be wrong. But as you can tell, I like talking about this and kind of went a bit too far. But please.
I'm tooting your own horn there.
But please, if you do have 95 prayer, send me in your prayer level, your combat stats, and the amount that one of those three prayers is buffing you. Much appreciated. You can PM that on the forums, rsbmb.com/forums.
Nice plug.
Yeah. All right. Anything in the patch notes for you this week?
Not really.
Yeah, it was a pretty quiet week. And the patch notes were
some skill cape sellers that have been left out have now been given the correct capes and hair colors. All right.
So we're fixing hair colors now, are we?
It looks fabulous.
All right. I mean, but it's an NPC. They don't care what color their hair is. It could be pink for all you care.
Isn't your sister's hair pink?
No.
Wasn't it?
At one point?
Hmm.
Anyways.
He doesn't to talk about that.
No. Anyways, combat beta changes. So some more changes to the combat beta coming around. I had a look at these so you didn't need to log into the beta and, you know, risk anything or risk getting any good drops. Sadly, I missed out on about 500k worth of drops while I was testing. Can you believe that? 500k.
Someone got a pet in the beta, which is really rare, right?
Yes. Oh, that would be so bad.
I would be very, very angry.
Mm-hmm. So, test on something low level, but death changes. So when you die, you know, previously we have the gravestone mechanic where you would have to make it back to your gravestone in a maximum 45 minutes if you had the top gravestone. Well, not the case anymore. All you need to do is you can go up to death, south of Draenor Village, anytime you want, 2 days after you die, up to 2 days after, and talk to him, and he'll give you items back for free that are always kept, so runes, GP, that kind of thing. And then to get your other items back, you need to pay him. I had to pay him 75k around there for the stuff that I died with. So it's a nice mechanic in that it also takes money out of the game, and it gives a lot longer to reclaim your stuff. You know, if your power goes out for the night or your internet goes out, it's much less pressure.
So gravestones are no longer a thing?
Well, they still exist for 3 minutes, but the only reason to have gravestones is they reduce the cost that you have to pay death to get your stuff back.
Oh, okay.
So, like, the top one, I think...
So you can't run back and get your stuff anymore.
No, you just go to death.
Cool.
Yeah. And you can choose, and it chooses the most economical ones, so it'll obviously make it so you pay the least, which I think is good. Another interesting thing is, so if you die with your Barrow's items on, like your Varrax chest plate or whatever it might be, rather than degrading to zero and weapons degrading when they would hit the floor like they used to, that doesn't happen anymore with the system. So that's nice.
Oh boy.
Because you remember you would go, say, let's say you're trying to make money or something using a set of arms robes and you die. Oh. I have no money to repair this, so I'm done making money for the day, that sort of thing. So this really mitigates that. And the prices you have to pay to get stuff back is a lot cheaper than repairing a full Barrow set from dust. So
that's very nice.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's some things that could be done with this to make it better. You know, for example, communicate that gravestones do reduce the cost in a more effective way, because that's not exactly communicated anywhere. And this is going to come out in a news post. It's going to be posted on the news post, and people are going to accept it who currently play the game. But a year and a half down the road, someone new comes to the game and dies, they're not going to know what a gravestone does without digging for the information. So all this stuff needs to be communicated and stored in an effective way, I think. Probably somewhere at death in game would be good.
On the wiki. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
RIP wiki.
And, I mean, I think that death giving the items back is good, but it seems as though Death's Place can also get confused with the Soul Reaper challenge. That's the boss slayer thing. So I think having some kind of distinction, you know, from being there for Soul Reaper, reclaiming items might be a good thing as well.
Wait, is it the same place?
Yeah, that portal, okay, south of Drainer. Yeah. And of course, looting changes, something you're going to be very happy about. You can basically make it so you just click on one stack of items on the ground, left click, and then an inventory will pop up, and you press a button, and that will be dumped into your main inventory if you want everything.
Oh, sweet.
Yep.
Now if I could just make it pick up everything on its own.
Yeah, unfortunately not.
I bought the Charming Imp.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
It's still going to be useful.
Oh, yeah, I know. Because I had 100,000. I was going to try to get 96 summoning, but then I stopped for some reason. So
that's best left to bonus XP weekends.
Yes.
But another nifty thing you can do with this is you can set it to have a 3-square radius. So 3 squares around you, you click on an item, and it will pick everything up within those 3 squares.
Oh, shit, that is awesome.
Yeah. And there's one more thing.
I like it. Five out of five.
And one more thing, to quote Apple. You know what that one more thing is?
To quote Apple?
Yeah, they always say, and one more thing, when they introduce something big. Oh, like God. When they introduce the watch. Anyways... What happens is you can set it so it filters. So you can say, I only want drops worth more than 50K. I only want items that are related to combat. I only want items that are related to farming. So there's a whole bunch of things you can toggle on and off. So if you don't want seeds, well, just leave them behind and they won't be picked up.
Togglescape.
Yeah, there's a whole menu of checkboxes to go through. And, I mean... This is my one criticism of that system, is that it doesn't say when something is not picked up. Because of that, it doesn't seem as though you can pick summoning charms up as well, which is a bit odd. Well, I guess that's what the Charming Imp's for, even though the summoning charms appear in the menu. Might be a bug, but... anyways, in addition to that, you can now reorder bank tabs. So, you know, we have our tabs in our bank. You can basically... move tabs left to right if you want to do that, and it updates the bank accordingly.
Wait, say that again?
You can move your bank tabs around.
In the beta?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was excited, but then I was like, oh, this isn't live.
Yeah, so I mean, if you have a farming tab that's near the end of your bank and you want to bring it up to the first tab, you can do that. Then it'll, you know, just reorder everything as it does. Which I think is a good feature. I don't know why we need this. I've never had the feeling to reorder a bank tab. Have you?
I can see why someone would want to, but...
Yeah, it doesn't seem...
Because, like, if you need to get rid of a tab, like, you have one tab dedicated to, say, Herb Lore, and then you get 99 Herb Lore, and you never plan on doing that again. But it's in the middle... You'd probably want all of your other tabs to be in the same place, right?
Yeah, that's true. You can do that. Okay.
But then I was smart and put my shit I'm currently working on tab at the very end. So
that's my junk tab and quest item tab. Lots of quest items in there. Anyways... We got a poll. We kind of missed it last week because last week was a really early recording. But this is the Rune Labs poll for March that has closed about 18 hours ago as we're recording this. And we'll have new polls to talk about next week. So, Saren and the Elves, 31%. Armadale Homeworld, 13%. Farming Guild, 23%. New Ways to Train Agility, 30%. I Don't Mind, 3%. So we're getting a Saren quest. You don't like that?
No, I wanted the... What are the options? Where tab? I have so many tabs. Well, at least it wasn't also. New Way to Train Agility.
Yeah. And, I mean, and at least it wasn't the Big Bird quest, right? That would have been like the National Geographic Channel quest, learning how armadillo people are hatched, you know?
Oh, God, right?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Anyways, you think they're going to make the quest and New Ways to Train Agility because they're at 31 and 30%? Or you think they're actually just going to throw a top one here?
Please, for the love of God.
Yeah, so, I mean, it would be nice to know that they're only going to make one, but you never really know in this case. So, I hope it's just the quest, because if we're going to be choosing two of these, let people have two options. Don't make it so that you can only have one option, then, oh, the top two, we're going to make them anyways. Because if we're going to do that, well, that just opens up a whole different slew of voting options that we could have went with, because I really wanted the Farming Guild.
Yep.
So, I hope it's just...
That was number three.
Unfortunately, yes. And Big Bird was number four at 13%.
Thank God.
I don't know. I just don't see the use of Armadale anymore going further, because it seems like after World Event 2, where have we seen Armadale since then?
Right? Is that before or after the missing presumed death?
I believe it was after.
All right. Well, let's move on.
Yeah, missing presumed death was October 15th, 2013.
All right.
The other one was at Christmas, so. Yeah. Anyways, we got some Rune Labs ideas, and you and I both chose the same idea this month, the POH Greenhouse.
Because it lost to everyone's least favorite update.
The Aquarium.
Aquarium.
Yep. So if you guys are looking for something to support in Rune Labs, both of us here would highly recommend that you go in and support the POH Greenhouse.
Yep.
Because, I mean, way back when, back in 2006, when Andrew Gower was still heading things, he wrote this large manifesto of things he wanted to add into the game. And in addition to player-owned houses was player-owned farms inside your player-owned house.
I want to be a plantation owner, damn it.
Well, you're going to need some slaves for that, then.
The South will rise again.
Okay. But yes, the POH... POH Greenhouse, definitely go support it. I can think of lots of interesting things that you could do with this. I mean, you could have the greenhouse outside, for example, or you could have it as a second floor addition because, well, we have the technology and we can basically just have anywhere that has sun become a place that we can grow. So I think it'd be pretty good to have something like this. It currently has 301 supporters. Give it some support. And if you guys have updates you want us to focus on player-owned ports, I mean, not player-owned ports, what am I talking about? Rune Labs. If you have Rune Labs ideas you want us to talk about, just send them to one of us on the forums in a PM, and we'll gladly talk about your Rune Labs idea next month or some other idea next week. I'm not on a good roll tonight, am I?
No. I just noticed that I named my pig from that quest Dr. Harry Brislington.
What is the significance of that, if I might ask?
I haven't the slightest idea. It's just a ridiculous name. Dr. Harry Brislington? Come on.
Is it like Harry as in he's Harry or Harry?
H-A-I-R-Y.
Okay.
I don't know. It's hilarious, though.
Yeah, see? That's the number one thing that the POH has become, the place where all our pets live.
It really is.
Yeah.
Mine can't escape, so I'm just in here doing prayer, and they're all right there. It's like, go away. Go away. I put you in here for a reason. I don't want to see you all the time.
I even got a crawling hand.
Really?
Yeah, I got a crawling hand pet.
That's disgusting, Shane.
Well, I wasn't going to stuff a hand and put that in, so I made it a pet.
Anyways. All right.
Send us a DM on the forums.
KBD. Wait, I couldn't have made a KBD pet, could I have?
No, that's somebody.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. Please do send us PMs on the forums of Rune Labs ideas you guys would like us to talk about. They can be yours or they can be anyone else's. That is Shane or Earth on the RSBNB forums.
You can also email it to me at earth@rsbnb.com.
Yeah, I guess I could do email to shane@rsbnb.com. I always forget about handing out email addresses because it seems like such an old-fashioned thing to do. Anyways. Yeah.
I find it reliable, though. I love it.
Yeah, it is. It is, most of the time. All right, behind the scenes, April 2015. This is going to be a speed run just to prevent any potential profanities, but the Aquarium, Vic the Trader, the Event Tools update, combat beta changes are coming to game this month. So there you go. And I do have some concerns about the BTS this month, if you would be interested in hearing them.
Do it.
Okay. I have a word of caution for everyone out there. First of all, let's remember that last month a small majority of players voted for larger updates versus a higher frequency of updates. I think it came out as 56% wanted larger updates compared to the rest. So we have that going for us. Now, April's schedule out there looks a lot like what future months will look like, except with larger updates. So let's keep that in mind. And as soon as this behind-the-scenes article was posted on last Friday, I saw a fair number of people actually disappointed by what is coming in April, both on the official forums, in-game, and other sources. So this is only a sample of what is to come. And my advice out there to everybody is, look for the good in the updates that we receive, because we can't, you know, be going forward, you know, with these player polls where we're voting to make updates larger, but we're having such a vocal minority on the forums and elsewhere complaining that there aren't enough updates in the month. So that's what people voted for, and April is what a lot of the months are going to look like ahead. So my advice to everybody out there who is complaining, get used to it and look for the good that is given to us in the updates we receive.
Yeah, I just don't think people expected it this soon.
Yeah, so I just got kind of worried with that because there was a lot of outcry about it, and for something that was voted in was 56%, I didn't think that, you know, we would see outcry about that, but I guess that's the vocal minority going at it again. Do you think that we might have to go back to updates every week or every other week because of this?
I hope not.
Yeah, because, I mean, we vote in these things and it completely undermines player power. And it's just really disappointing as a whole to see when things happen like this. So, if you see someone complaining about the small amount of updates in April or future month, remind them that the RS community as a whole voted that in and tell them to look for the good in those actual updates. And that's one thing I think we can all do, is that, you know, rather than belaboring a point when something is garbage or is bad, give the appropriate feedback in a nice, calm, concise manner and don't flail your arms about, but also look for the good in what you're given.
Don't flail your arms about.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's essentially what people are doing on the forums when they're getting upset, right? Right?
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, I don't believe there's anything else to talk about in behind the scenes. We'll save that for later this month.
Yes.
All right. Correct. So you know what? You know what's next?
Listener question?
No.
Oh, no.
No. Not Paul.
Yes, Paul is back this week, and he's going to be talking about auras. So let's give him the floor for a couple minutes.
God damn it.
Hello, this is Silver's 9, PFK99's from RSVNB. This is the RuneScape Need to Know series where we take a look at features you may have missed or forgotten. Either way, hope you learned something useful. Last week, we took a look at Vizwax, and this week, we're going to be taking a look at auras. Auras are items that allow for a cosmetic appearance on your player, offer a combat-related bonus, or other special effect. These effects are temporary and on a timer that resets based on the aura. Auras are purchasable through the Members Loyalty Program, which was released in June 2011, located in the Solomon's General Store, which is either near the Grand Exchange or via the Upgrades and Extras menu in-game, either of which will direct you to a webpage in your browser. This gives members points to spend on a monthly basis based on how long they've been a member. This counter resets if you lapse membership for a week after losing your membership. Auras are split into tiers 1 through 5, with higher level tiers often requiring the purchase of lower level tiers within the same name to use. As an example, if you want to purchase a tier 5 aura, such as the legendary 5-finger discount for 119,000 points, you'll have also need to have spent an additional 111,000 points on tier 1 through 4 5-finger discount auras. Auras of note include Jack of Trades, which gives you a bonus experience reward if you gain experience in 10 different skills within 3 hours. Green Fingers, which prevents crops from becoming diseased while potentially increasing crop yield. Vampirism, which restores life points based on the damage you deal. And Penance, which restores prayer based on the damage you receive. There's also Wisdom, which increases all experience gain by 2.5%. As I said before, the 5-finger discount aura. There's a ton of different auras. They're boosting random stats. If you train basically anything, there's probably an aura for you. There are some cosmetic auras with the postfix Gaze, which make the player's eyes glow with a color. Some special auras are available, such as the Demonheim set aura, which gives bonuses while dungeoneering. A few others were available during certain times of the year, and one, which is the Dwarven Instinct aura, is available to the 2015 Premier Club members. I only have one aura currently, which is the Green Fingers Tier 1 aura, and it's given me quite a few herbs while it's been active. I'm trying to either get Tier 2 or Vampirism. I'm not spending any of my points this month. To activate it, you can either have it in your equip menu, or you can have it in your inventory. By default, you can just equip it. You right-click on it and say, Activate Aura. In my case, my hand kind of glows and gives me a better chance of getting more herbs. I can then check the aura time remaining, which I have 19 minutes, 48 seconds, very precise, or I can look right here at the aura active icon. Your icon may be in a different location. If you remember, do take a look. You're stocking up on these points, so not using them is wasteful. That's all, so see you next week. Thanks. I'm SilverWiz9, PFK99s from RSBNB.
Why does he have to talk so long, Shane?
Well, it's just something that Paul likes to do, and he actually informed me that he made a windscreen for this week's recording out of toilet paper. That's how much he values what he's doing.
Well, he certainly talks a lot, so...
Alrighty, now we can go on to questions. Take
us
away.
Thank God. It's an audio question. I can't take it away. You have to do that.
Alright, well, the first one is from Art of Dvorak.
Hi, Shane, and other people that might be, you know, answering questions and stuff. Just wondering, my question would be, what, if applicable, what was your first 99, and why did you decide to make that your first 99? And that's it. That's all I got for you. Bye!
All right, you want to answer this in 3, 2, 1.
Wait, why farming. Does it make the account down?
Because we both got the same first 99.
Oh, I see what you wanted to do. You did not... farming because I made a dumb statement that I was going to do it, and then I sort of just felt obligated. So I was like, damn it. All right. I guess I have to do this.
You would not believe the number of people I've influenced to get 99 farming. The reason I got 99 farming first is because I believe I was like the 300th person to get 99 farming way back when. And it was an easy 99 to get for me. And the cape was green. And farming was just such a unique skill in the game compared to everything else that it really was and is my favorite skill to this day. So that's why I got 99 farming first.
It's green.
Yeah, Project Green. That's what it was called.
Yay.
Then the
Didn't
second
you have a project called The Final Solution?
No.
Oh, that was Hitler. Okay.
No. I did have a project called Project Blazing Softwood. Which was that was
fire
99
making.
Wood cutting and fire making with willows. Because, you know, willow is a soft wood. And I wasn't cutting yews, so it obviously wasn't blazing hardwood. But anyways.
If you say so. All right.
Yes.
Hey guys, Vanessius here. Hopefully this gets the live show happening because I'd love to see Shane try and control Earth without his beloved beeper on hand to edit. If we do get a live show, Shane, you need to put up the unedited version or at least send it to me so I can have a good laugh. Anyway, on to my question for this week. We will be seeing the return of Vic the Trader sometime this month, where we will be able to trade in our bonus XP for the skilling outfits, such that are usually only available on the Treasure Hunter chests. Do you think this is a good thing to do, since it allows players who don't want to spend a fortune on keys to obtain these outfits, and would you like to see him in-game permanently, or are you happy with him showing up every 6 months? Also, while on the subject of the skilling outfits, do you believe it's fair for Jagex to only have these available on the Treasure Hunter, or should they be available in mini-games? Perhaps a rechargeable version could be introduced into the mini-games, so that these games will not be dead content, with a chance to win a superior version that won't need rechargeable available to win with the Treasure Hunter. Anyway, hopefully we get the 5 questions this week for the live show, but if not, enjoy and happy RuneScaping all.
Indeed. Happy RuneScape. Thank you, Pranassius.
Such a wonderful voice.
Yeah, he's Australian. He's from down there.
We need a question from Uncle Dano. Not to steal your thunder entirely there, Pranassius, but...
Yeah.
Man with the golden voice.
Yes.
Anyway, you have the silver voice, Pranassius.
There you go. Just a note on the... live show and the way we do shows like that. We did not reach that limit this week, so unfortunately there will be no live show next week. But do look for a survey coming in the near future pertaining to RSB&B update and profanities, because I'd be interested to hear what you guys feel is too much and too little.
What?
Well,
you doing?
I normally do a spring survey, and that's going to be coming out in the next couple of weeks. And
you do?
Yeah.
When the hell did you start doing that?
Oh, many years ago.
Did I ever submit one?
I don't know. It's anonymous. But, definitely going to...
I don't remember any of that.
We're definitely going to ask this year how people feel about, you know, what the limit should be for what we're bleeping out. You know, whether it be a F word or a S word or something else, or what the limit is, because I don't know where you listeners are on that, and live shows, you know, are completely untapped, so those ones, you know, just do go out to people listening live in that way. Anyways, let's talk about Vic. You think he should be around all the time?
No, I think every 6 months is good.
Yeah, I agree. And the main reason for me is because in addition to buying outfits, you can also swap XP to different skills. And if you were able to do that at any time, it would basically make any fallen star you get on Treasure Hunter a prismatic star that can go to any skill that you want. So I think every 6 months is just fine. So, and with regards to the outfits, yes, I totally agree. Some version of these promotional outfits should be available in minigames. Like the shark one could have come from Fish Flingers, for example. Because, let's face it, these things are dead content and there needs to be a reward for doing them that you can grind, right? And there's practically an outfit for every skill. I can only imagine how many people would go to Vinesweeper to get the rest of the farming outfit. You ever see anyone play Vinesweeper? I don't think so.
No, because you don't... No one goes there.
Exactly. And doing these kind of things would make people go there, I think. So that's definitely a good suggestion. But I guess Jagex just wants to keep the items promotional in that way. All right. I believe that covers Pranassi's question, unless there's anything about Vic and the promotional items you want to add?
No.
Okie dokie.
That's it.
Next one is from one of our informers, known as Colton.
About time.
Good evening, ever wonderful hosties. It's Colton here with a few questions for you guys. First, if you could pick your own nickname for people to call you by for the rest of your life, what would it be and why? Second, what natural disaster would scare you the most if you had to experience it firsthand? And lastly, if you had to live the rest of your life as either a tiny person, say 3 feet tall, or a huge person, say 10 feet tall, which would you be and why? Thank you once again for being so wonderful.
Aww.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So
first one.
I'll go in order. So if I had to pick a nickname for everyone to call me for the rest of my life, I would go with Earth. I mean, I already answer to it. So I've told the story many a times. I were like reading poetry or something in my English class, and the teacher said Earth, and I was just like, what? What? Sorry. So I thought she'd called my name, but no. She did not, in fact.
And I bet you were the only one that knew about that.
Yeah.
Probably. All right. I don't know. I don't have anything that's jumping out in my head.
Foreshan.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Foreshan is my favorite website.
No.
r/shame?
No. No. Let's just go with sir. Let's just go with sir.
Sir?
Yes.
Do you want people to just go around saying, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Just everyone is an Apple Store employee. Thank you, sir. Thank you for coming in. God.
For the record, they have never called me sir at the Apple Store.
Really?
No.
They called me sir when I was like 16. It was weird. Made me uncomfortable.
I can see why that would be the case. Have you gone back since then?
Unfortunately.
And did it happen again?
Yes. Every time I've gone there, they have called me sir. And it was uncomfortable every time. Because I was like 16.
All right. But no, nothing's really jumping out at me, so I'll just have to go with sir.
Lame.
I guess we could... No, I won't say that. Never mind.
What?
I was going to say my Steam name, Sanderson, but we know where that's going.
Oh, we can call him Colonel Sanders. That's a good nickname.
And let's call Sanders Colonel Sanders.
We have another person who frequents our PC gaming event. So Shane's Steam name is Colonel Sanderson. And his name, our friend Sanders, his name is Colonel Sanders. And Shane does not want to be associated with Mr. Sanders in any way at all.
I never said that. I think Sanders is a very nice person.
You don't need to say that. Don't worry. We all know.
Okay.
So he gets really angry when we call him Colonel Sanders. Or you could be Shayna Box Swan.
No. 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 Let's not.
No.
All right.
So natural disaster. I don't know. I've been very close to a tornado. About 2 miles away from a bunch of stuff that got leveled, so that was a little
freaky,
frightening. Yeah.
Yeah, we're susceptible to that up here as well. Statistically, we are overdue for a big storm like that. In 87, here in Edmonton, there was actually a big one that cut across the city in the summer of 87. Biggest one that we've ever seen here. I think something like 27 people died in it.
Wow.
So it is indeed possible to get big storms up here like happens in Tornado Alley in the U.S. Entirely possible. But for me, I'd have to say tsunami.
Is that because of Trekkie?
No.
All of his tsunami magic attacks? Evolution of combat beta? No? Okay.
No. It's just because, you know, if you happen to be caught in it, and by the time you see it, it's often too late to get to higher ground, and it's very deceptive as to how fast the actual water is moving because of wave dynamics. If you've ever studied wave dynamics, you'll know how that works.
I have not.
Basically, what happens is when a wave is underwater, it appears to be moving slowly. But as the water gets more shallow, the actual appeared velocity of the wave speeds up. But all the energy is just conserved underwater, and then it's transferred when it gets more shallow.
Yeah. All right, so, would you rather be really tall or really short?
Oh, let's go really tall since I'm already halfway there.
I would rather be very short because tall people, like really tall people, have a bunch of problems relating to that. It's like the square cubes law or something?
Oh, right.
Square cubes law. Is that what that's called? Cube square law. Yes.
The reason I went with that is just because, I mean, I assumed it would be a healthy limit.
You said 10 feet.
Okay, that I don't think that's humanly possible.
Exactly. You would die. So, yes. Congratulations. You chose death, I chose life. All right, next question.
You'd need, like, a step stool to get up on your computer chair.
And?
Okay. That's all. I was just pointing that out.
A step stool is more convenient. It is less inconvenient than being dead.
Okie dokie.
So, I'll take it. All right.
You want to read the next one?
This question is from the Baboon Conglomerate. Hey, comrades. If you could vote for one NPC from RS history to become president of Gilinor, who would it be? I support Banaka, a combat trainer from Tutorial Island. I hear he is forming an exploratory committee, promises a strong foreign policy, and wants to stop Jagex's sneaky meddling with the Grand Exchange. My next question is for Shane. I'll make it brief. Will you marry me? Thanks, boys. That question is from Baboon Conglomerate 1.
Well, I appreciate the sentiment. I must say no. I've had offers like that before. And
You have?
Yes.
From whom?
Many years ago, we got something in the feedback forum at rsbnb.com/feedback.
I thought you were about to say you got something in the mail, like at your house.
No, absolutely not. But you were the only one to do that. But anyway. Yeah, there was someone who, you know, once upon a time said, both the co-hosts, you know, were really dreamy, and he wanted me.
Wanted you?
As a very close friend. Or something. Something like that.
I don't understand. I need you to elaborate.
Well, it was just basically, you know, someone expressing that kind of interest.
No. That kind of interest. I need you to expand on that.
Well, I don't recall entirely what
you,
it was.
You seem to recall. You're acting like you're very uncomfortable.
I
won't stand for it.
You can find the topic in the mod forums if you want to look it up.
Right.
Yeah. Anyways,
what,
President
Gaylor.
No.
No?
No.
Is it the... Which one? There are four of them. The other one. There are four of them.
If I find it, I'll let you know and see if I can make it public. And if not, well, I won't. But...
I'll find it.
So? President of Gaylor?
I don't know. You go first.
You know, I have to point to someone who has leadership and someone who, you know, would make a good run at things. It comes down to two people for me. The first one is Augustine, a.k.a. Jean-Luc Picard in RS from the Enlightened Journey quest.
Oh, God.
Okay. And, well, let's just say the second person, someone who, you know, would probably make things better for us and give us the kind of updates we want would be Martin the Gardener.
Gotcha. I don't know. The Fairy Queen seemed to do well.
That would work. But the question is, would they be comfortable enough to leave us in RS?
Nah, they go anywhere they want. Queens don't really go out to see the peasants anyway, right? So it doesn't really
matter.
British
Queen does.
She's not ruling. She's just there.
Very true. All right. So you're going to go with the Fairy Queen, yeah?
Sure.
All righty. Thank you, Baboon Conglomerate. Very
one.
Interesting name. Yes, forgot the one. Sorry about that.
He's number one, Shane. You can't forget that.
Indeed.
Come on. Indeed. It is an honor to be the number one Baboon Conglomerate.
And
he had to work really hard to get there. And you just tried to rob him of that honor. But I won't have it.
Yeah, it's a conglomerate of anything. So,
exactly.
Obviously there's some success there.
All right, so... Shall you read the next one?
From Brian. Yes, I will.
He sucks.
This week, RSBNB update becomes smarter. Our compute discussion capacity will have increased. Don't know what I'm talking about? Listen up or ask. Brianette is asking, what does it mean? Shane, what were you thinking when you wrote this? Answer this question. Also, list off all your IM and chat services. Don't count the ones you don't use as much for communication. Like, do you really use Twitter for that kind of stuff? OMG. Me, a.k.a. Brian, says, Hangouts, WhatsApp, Slack, Facebook Messenger, Skype, and Google Voice. Not so much anymore. WeChat and Viber, formerly Twitter. All right, so what I meant by that, this week is RSVP update 512.
It's 2 to the something.
2 to the 9, 2 to the 9. So that is essentially means we have produced 9 bits of RSBNB update in varying combinations. The reason
boy.
I bring that up is because episode 256 was called 8 bits of RSBNB update, and episode 128 was 7 bits of RSBNB update.
Oh, do we not get to have a fun title this week?
No, we can have a fun title this week. I just thought we'd address it here. So,
oh, okay.
Basically, a bit is what we use to, you know, run computers and whatnot. And for each bit, you get a bit more storage capacity. 32 bits is around 4 billion integers you can store. 16 bits, 65,000, give or take. 9 bits, 512. So we have effectively increased to a 9-bit computer running RSBNB update. It's pretty amazing with what we can do with all that, eh?
A.
Yes. So that is what it means, Brian. And what I was thinking when I wrote this, well, when I write the questions topics on Mondays, I think, what do we got this week coming? And how can I phrase this questions topic to be interesting to you guys? And who else is going to be on the show this week so I can list names down if we're having them? And then I also think, okay, where am I promoting this? Who am I going to, cater to with these questions? And who am I going to cater to with this questions topic? As in, who does this need to be focused on to get the best result? And obviously, I hit you with this. All right. You want to list off some IM chat services?
Skype, Facebook Messenger, text messaging.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. For me, I use the Google Hangouts or Google Voice, whichever you want to call it. I personally call them the same thing.
I use that a little bit too.
Skype and MSN Messenger got kind of folded in together, but we'll just call it Skype from here on in. Jabber, which is basically a service that anybody can set up. You can set up a Jabber server, and you can have various people connect to it and whatnot. So those are my main three. Did I forget any? No.
No.
Yeah, so that's it. Oh, and of course iMessage.
I'm free of that.
Unfortunately. Alrighty. Well, thank you for the questions, everyone. If you want to send questions in for next week, you know how to do that. questions@rsbnb.com. You can email audio questions there. Or you can also send audio questions into our Skype, which is RSBNB update, one word. And finally, we do have the phone number, which is 571-572-2632, or better remembered as 571-57-B&B.
Right.
Alrighty, on to tech news we go. So, this week, it was made apparent that Russia has hacked in, quote, hacked in, to the White House through the State Department.
Alright, so is this like Law and Order hacking or real world hacking?
I would not call this a hack. I would call this taking advantage of people's stupidity.
Oh?
Because it came in through an email attachment. And the email attachment installed itself, and that gave them access to the State Department. Then, since the State Department is, of course, connected to the White House, they were able to get into the White House systems and, at the end of the day, access the president's personal schedule.
Oh, shit.
They were not able to access the classified network, though.
What so is they used just got on, a schedule.
Yeah, and basically. Other secret things. Basically, they got things that aren't public but aren't DOD classified.
Okay.
And, I mean, it came through email. So, this could have been stopped at the user's end, unfortunately. And, I mean, this is just, you know, one reason why people need to be trained and rely not on their software to protect them, but rely on their wits and their head. Because if you're smart about what you're doing on the internet, you can mitigate a good amount of the hacks that come to you.
But the national security is in my hands. I don't want to learn. I need to be educated.
Yeah, and I mean, this is just something that was bound to happen, I think. I'm not saying it's a good thing, but this hasn't happened yet, and compared to Homeland Security, you know, air, land, and sea, Homeland Security on the net for pretty much every nation in the world is lacking currently. So there's going to be more of these incidences, and they could be much worse. So the U.S. government and governments around the world need to take this as a cue to clean things up. Because if they don't, well, they might get into something Pentagon-related next time. And let's hope it's not the nuclear silos. Anything else on this one?
No.
All right. Next up, Google is rumored to be bringing out a YouTube subscription service later this year.
What does that mean?
Well, it basically means that you'll be able to pay a certain fee per month and videos will have no ads on them. So this means that, in essence, Google could put TV shows up if they had to partner with a studio. Or somebody who is a very popular person on YouTube would have no ads on their videos. Because sometimes there are 30-second ads that you can't skip. So basically, this would be another source of revenue for Google where they could funnel off certain percentages to various companies in order to do this. In essence, it would bring Google up to the level of people like Netflix and Hulu.
Oh, dear.
So YouTube would not be, you know, for just uploading the quick little video. It would actually become more of a professional platform, if I ever dare call YouTube professional. So, I don't know. I mean, it would be interesting to see if they can pull this off, but at the end of the day, I don't know if people are willing to, you know, make the jump yet for something like this.
Yeah.
I mean, Netflix makes sense, and Hulu makes sense, because Hulu is TV shows, Netflix is older TV shows and movies, but...
If they get TV shows or movies, then I think it might become viable, but other than that, no. Yeah, and Spotify has music, so, and I really don't think you're going to be able to beat Spotify.
Yeah, and I mean, you don't pay for the full version of Spotify, do you?
I do, actually.
Oh, okay.
There's a student discount, and it's $5 a month, and I use it quite a bit. So
I kind of figured you'd be wanting to pay for that, because you also get a higher quality stream as well.
Yeah, I mean, I have that checked, but I don't notice the difference. I only notice poor quality.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well. I don't know. I don't think we're there yet to the point where internet companies are going to be replacing cable. Nothing is as simple as turning the TV on and watching the evening news.
Not yet.
Yeah. Alrighty. In addition to this, this week we also got a piece that says Facebook is still cool among teenagers. It was widely thought that teens would have completed their migration over to services like Instagram and Snapchat, but Facebook is still dominant. A little more than 1,000 teens surveyed.
Doesn't Facebook own Instagram?
Yes, they do.
Okay, well, I think that's one reason why it's still popular. And Snapchat, whatever.
You do?
No.
Oh, I thought you said you had it.
No.
Okay. More than 1,000 teens surveyed, 71% said they used Facebook, while 41% said Facebook is a site they use most frequently over all other social networks. Instagram and Snapchat were second and third. And I remember about a year and a half ago, we were talking about the downfall of Facebook. That everyone was, you know,
Downfall of Google, downfall of YouTube. It's the iPhone killer. It's the Windows killer. It just sells stories. Don't believe any of it. It's all bullshit.
Yeah, we stopped talking about those back then after that one, and we also stopped talking about the supposed Facebook killers and everything like that as well. But I am surprised that with these numbers, because I thought people were going more decentralized. You know, Snapchat, that chat thing that Facebook bought, whatever it was called, WhatsApp, I think. Instagram.
I don't know.
Doesn't bother me, and I mean, I honestly think the best source of storing your photos is still on your computer, in a library that you control.
Indeed.
Alrighty, well, that's it for tech news, everyone. Hopefully you've enjoyed that and found it insightful. Remember, do not open email attachments unless you are expecting them from someone. That's the number one way to keep safe online.
Yeah.
Also, don't click spurious links in emails either. That's bad. All right, so the skill of the month update, prayer. You think anyone has a prayer of doing well?
Oh, God, is Tim murdering?
Tim,
look at that. Tim is winning.
With 4.5 million.
Is anyone surprised?
No.
I'm not surprised.
Second place is Arceus with 3.4. He's keeping up with him. And third place is Undoer with 3.2. So, interesting, we got a race going on here, but Undoer is kind of flatlined. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Though, given its prayer, normally it levels out after the first week or so. So we'll have to see how many of these people keep going. Did you enter this or no?
Yeah, I'm fifth place.
You're fifth. Good job. And I assume you're stopping after 95,
behind
right?
Me. No, I'm going to keep powering on, right? Right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm
yes.
going to beat all of those people, even Tim. Wink. Yes, I'm stopping at 95 because I don't have the money for this shit. All right.
Well, you want to talk about the other... You want to talk about the other skilling competition that you and Magic Guy are running?
Okay, so on Friday, April 17th, about a week from now, actually exactly 8 days from this second, we will be starting a Skill of the Weekend competition. The skill will be magic. We are doing both RS3 and Old School. And to sign up for this, well, it's like Skill of the Month, but it's a weekend.
I mean, it's only 2 days.
Imagine that, right?
Interesting dynamics.
So you don't have, people aren't going to have as much of a chance to get ahead, like, and just keep going. So you miss a day in Skill of the Month, that can screw you over, right? I mean, you miss a day in the weekend, you're probably screwed too, but this has significantly less commitment. And you will still get a signature if you win. So, If you've had your eye on one of those Skill of the Month signatures and you really want one, it says you're awesome, then win this and you'll get one.
And I will do my
best. And a competition winner rank.
Yes, I will do my best to make these signatures look good. It's been years since I've made a signature.
Well, we'll make him make them look good, or he won't get fed, so... You think I'm joking. And yes, so it is magic. So to sign up for this, go to rsbnb.com/forums. If you don't already have an account on the forums, register for one, and then... you should see at the top of any forum a Skill of the Weekend thread. So, and Shane has put these in the show notes as well.
Mm-hmm. Right at the end, after the Skill of the Month link.
Yeah.
And please do make sure to sign up for the correct one, because the topics look very similar. So just make sure it says RS3 if you want RS3, and Old School if you want Old School. Anything else with that?
No, that's it. Just come sign up.
All right. And if this is successful, can we say that we'll be doing more of these?
Absolutely. And right. And if you have any suggestions for events that we could do that you would like to see, send me a PM on the forums or send me an email at earth@rsbnb.com or contact me in-game, Lord Earth, that's with the space in the middle, and tell me your idea, and I will present that to my community ambassador team, and we will see what we can do.
Sounds good. And that's the whole community side of it.
Woo!
Okay, so achievements of the week. We got about six of them this week. We got a first up to say that Alex43 got 99 crafting, mining, and smithing on the 6th. So good job.
Jeez, Alex. So what? You know where so we have to go where in for the that? Ass end of nowhere did he have you go?
The underwater mud skipper thing from Recipe for Disaster.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah, I had to get my diving gear, but aside from that, it was okay.
Yeah.
In addition to that, we have Barrage Tank, 99 prayer on the 3rd. Also on the 3rd, Dave got 99 divination, and...
Undoer got 99 prayer on April 2nd, 2015.
Lots of prayer going on. So yes, congratulations everyone, and if you would like us to attend any of your 99s, just make a post about it on RuneWire, or get me, or Earth when he's in the friends chat, and we'll...
Or send us a PM or an email. Yeah. Contact us somehow in the ways that I listed about 60 seconds ago, and I will make every effort I can to have at least one of us at that 99.
Same here. I will gladly come to this community's level 99s. I believe you have a pick of the week for us now.
I do, and I changed it from the one earlier. So the last Taylor Swift album that I made as pick of the week was Red, yes?
Yes.
Okay, so now I'm making Taylor Swift's 1989 album my pick of the week. I will... What do you want, an iTunes link for that? What'd you do last time?
Yeah, that'd
time?
Be good. That would be good, iTunes.
Okay. Excellent album. Blank Space, Shake It Off, classic. So, there
all
you go.
Right. That sounds good, I guess. I'm not really
It does,
music.
Can confirm. It does oh. sound good. I see what you did there.
Yes,
even,
though
you didn't.
Yeah. Is that my one joke of the day?
I don't know. We'll see.
All right. So what have you been doing?
This has been a very...
What?
Shane what? Just tried to make my name Frederick. In,
Yeah, we're
and
having some
show
trouble
notes,
with the show notes.
Because he forgot how to type.
Okay. Right. So what have you been doing?
Well, this week I've done a lot. I had something big on Monday. Oh, I had a paper due on Monday, so that was exciting. Oh, it was Easter weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's true. That's why we recorded on Wednesday last week.
All right. Okay. So, this past weekend, I went to my grandmother's house for Easter, and that was a lot of fun. Got to spend some time with her. That was good. Nice 4-hour drive allowed me to, I really like driving. It's just peaceful for me.
We conspired a bit on your way back.
You mean conversed?
Yes.
Right. And then Monday I had a paper due, as I said. The Friday night, I forgot. I remembered at 10 p.m. that I had chemistry homework to do that was due at 11 p.m. So I had to rush to do that. Managed to get a 60 on it. So
yay.
That was exciting.
You found that Penguin Wars thing.
Oh, yeah, we found an excellent custom game on StarCraft II that we played. And Tuesday night was PC gaming, and the Nashville Predators played... Who'd they play, Shane?
I don't remember. Wasn't it Winnipeg? Colorado.
Oh, right. I don't want to talk about that game because it was bad. We lost 3-3 because the goalie fell over on his own. So they called the goal off. I'm still a little irritated about that.
All right, well, let's not talk about that then.
Yes, please.
Okay.
So, then I started helping out with the theater stuff tonight, and I'm going to do that tomorrow, too. And then Saturday, there's a big concert at my school, so I'm going to be helping out with that.
Hence why we're recording on Thursday.
Yes, which is why we're recording on Thursday, because I'm going to get up about 6-7 o'clock. Whew. And I've been doing prayer on RS, started doing farming runs again, so money.
Oh, good.
So yeah, there is my week, very detailed. Now Shane's going to spend like 30 seconds telling you about his.
Yep. That's true. In addition to, you know, what he mentioned about Penguin Wars on StarCraft II, it's very funny, and I took great joy in playing that game type. Because I was able to defeat Trekkie, who is, you know, our Grandmaster StarCraft II player. So anytime you can, you know, pull a victory screen and give Trekkie a defeat screen in StarCraft, that's a good thing. But in addition to that, this week on RS, I completed the Tengu and Exile storylines and ports, so I just need to get all three to come back and I can finally make my level 85 wand, which will be nice. They gotta come back 3 times, unfortunately, I think. But anyways. Also did some Slayer, and, you know, for anybody who is looking for ways to make money and whatnot... Slayer can be really, really powerful in that regard. I did one Slayer task and I made 1.2 million in 23 minutes.
Free stuff, please.
That was from killing Ascension monsters in the Monastery of Ascension. So there's that, and, you know,
free
farming
stuff,
and whatnot.
Please.
So, and then of course I also do need to give a big mention out there to, Hollow Heart this week, who, found me in RS and, made a very generous donation to the 120 Farming Fund. So thank you so much, and hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast that we have produced this week.
He also gave me a thing, or a challenge, of if I don't make fun of Shane this week on the show, then he gives me money. Have I fulfilled that, Shane?
I don't
think I've made
ask
fun
him.
Of you. Oh, all right. Well, we shall see.
Yes. Anything else?
That's it.
All right.
I got nothing.
Well, thank you everybody for being here with us. It's been a pleasure, and we will see you next week for another edition of RSBNB Update.
Bye, everyone.